Welcome to Radio Free Bartlesville. Today we'll be discussing House Resolution 1, known as the Big Beautiful Bill. In particular, there are a couple of hidden items that are in the bill. One's not so hidden. The other one has been exposed. The first is the fact that there are 25 sightings of the words artificial intelligence, two of which, for the Department of Commerce, are commercial artificial intelligence. The rest deals with the technology or the fact that the military will be implementing artificial intelligence where possible. There is a moratorium on states regulating artificial intelligence that can be found on page 292. And it simply says that no state or political subdivision thereof may enforce any law or regulation regulating artificial intelligence models, artificial intelligence systems, or automated systems during a 10-year period beginning on the date of the enactment of this act. There are rules of construction. There are some carve-outs if the state wants to facilitate, interesting word, the construction or the zoning or the operation of AI systems within their state. Those kinds of laws are permitted. And there are some restrictions on fees or bonds unless they are reasonable and cost-based, etc. Is there a problem with this? Probably not. Avoids the kind of patchwork that we've seen with Second Amendment rights across the various states. But the more important, the more worrisome clause, the one that gives Grok some consternation, is Section 70302, which we may dub the Kingmaker Clause. And it says, no court of the United States may use appropriated funds to enforce a contempt citation for failure to comply with an injunction or temporary restraining order if no security was given when the injunction or order was issued. Under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 65, Part C, it further states that this use of funds will occur on injunctions and TROs issued prior to, on, or subsequent to the date of the enactment of this section. So, retroactive, now, and in the future. Okay, what does Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 65 say? The court may issue a preliminary injunction or a temporary restraining order only if the movant gives security in an amount that the court considers proper to pay the costs and damages sustained by any party found to have been wrongfully enjoined or restrained. However, the United States, its officers, and its agencies are not required to give security. Well, the courts apply this in a tit-for-tat kind of way, that if you have a constitutional case, civil rights, constitutional violation, etc., that the surety bond is waived. It was ordered, but waived. So, probably not even necessary to give a dollar in order to make everything go forward. And essentially, this will ultimately be a nothing clause. However, there are challenges that will be posed against this particular section if it is enacted, for the reason that it unduly constrains the courts. It snips their ability to enforce a judgment, perhaps by imprisoning or fining someone who is in serious contempt of court. 70302. Watch for that in the news and the YouTubes and wherever else you get your information. These days, it might even be osmosis. We'll wrap this up, and thank you for listening. Feel free to visit our website. That's located at Dendritic, spelled dendritic.ddns.net. Once again, Den, Dr. 171, Charlie Sam, .ddns.net. And thank you for listening.